The Kids Count survey results were released Wednesday by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. Layla Bell, Director of Research and Data for Action for Children North Carolina, explains that the results are mixed.
Within the four domains within the 2012 Kids Count data book, North Carolina fares about average in education and health, but falls to the bottom third of states for economic well-being and family and community.
Bell says that's cause for concern because 25% of North Carolina's children are now living in poverty.
And we know that growing up in poverty is strongly associated with bad outcomes for children. So programs that help mitigate the negative impact of living in poverty, such as health programs that help prevent things like infant mortality and low birth weight, or education programs like NC Pre-K and Smart Start, are very important because it will help those children have access to the resources they need to successfully transition to adulthood.
Bell says while the slipping economic well-being numbers are a result of the recession, the improvement in health and education numbers are the result of past intentional investments in those programs. North Carolina was among the top 20 states in two education-related indicators, fourth grade reading proficiency and eighth grade proficiency in math. Action for Children will use the survey results to help open discussions on the state and local level about smart investments today to improve the future for children in North Carolina. Audrey Fannin, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.